Yes, well, it is good to be here. Mary wondered if I'd just share a few thoughts last night in relation to their vision here to possibly include business advising as an extension here to what they're already doing in seminars. And it's in a broad way, it's been good to be behind the scenes here and have phone calls with the board on the various developments here the last 7 years. And I've always compared these two visions of business education as a seminar, a one day compared to this new vision, is a little like the seminars are a little like drinking from a fire hydrant. Now, if you're thirsty and you have a fire hydrant, you'll get your thirst satisfied, but you'll probably get wet doing it, and you'll most of it will wash downstream. Fast and furious, lots of great ideas, but my guess is 90% you're going to lose. You won't get it all implemented. Just too many, it's too rich, too much in one day. Compared to advising, takes the issue that you have right now on the ground, one-on-one, and it's about implementation. It's not just about ideas of possible things that you could do better in business. And so seminars is kind of fast and furious advice, is one-on-one. This is one to 250, 300 people. It is a very complimentary idea in relation to business education. I want to encourage the vision here. They asked if I'd give a story, and there's so many stories to draw from, so I do, I administrate Anabaptist Financial's business advising program. And I get out in the field some. We have 12 advisors from Pennsylvania to Kansas scattered throughout our Anabaptist community so that regionally they are available and we can save on travel. And so I hear lots of stories, but I decided to share my story rather than somebody else's story, and just one here, just try to keep this to a couple minutes. And on the side, I do have a business myself that I'm a partner in, so I'm involved in Anabaptist Financial with most of my time, but on the sides I have this business, and I call it my graduate school, that I don't have an MBA, but I have this business. And it's where I'm doing my graduate work. You know, it's where I make my mistakes and then hopefully bring it over here to business education. But in 2010, my business was considering an expansion, and my business is producing feed mixing salt and also ice melt. So I'm in the salt business. And we were considering expansion, a sizable expansion. And so we had some advisors from the organization that I'm a part of as well, so I decided to choose David Souter, and they said he was here to speak some years ago, and so some of you would know him. And I mapped my business plan out, and I'd put a lot of work into my business plan. I mean, a lot. I wrote it out and everything like you would submit to a banker. And I laid it down in front of David Souter and also Dennis Martin, Rodney's boss. And I was sure my business plan was bulletproof. And we were 2 hours into it, I was all done, and David said, "Merle, you've got a big hole in your business plan." And I'm kind of like, "Oh no, what is it?" Well, he said, "You're busy with Anabaptist Financial here, you're this kind of this silent partner, you know, in this business, and you have this 20-year-old as one of your partners, and you got this big expansion. There's no way this 20-year-old is ready to take on this expansion responsibility. And you're too distracted." He said, "You need another business partner if you're actually gonna launch into this." And I was really deflated. It's kind of like, no, I was really optimistic about this 20-year-old. He'll be able to take on this expansion. I'll be able to stay over in Anabaptist Financial and do my thing. And on the way home, I was a little deflated, and I called up my wife, and I said, "Man, they found a really big problem in my business plan." She said, "What is it?" They said, "I'm putting way too much on this 20-year-old partner." She said, "Merle, I already told you that." So somebody said, "Pay attention to your spouses today. It's a lot cheaper." So, you know, some of this advising is really like one of the advisors said, it's telling people what they already know. But they just won't listen to their own conscience. Anyhow, another little story I thought of today that I heard today was one of y'all here is a friend of Wayne Wangert's. you're an accountant out there, I don't know your name, but do tax service. But they come over here at the table and told me the story about what they learned from Wayne Wenger. And they didn't learn it from him standing up here on a Fast and Furious seminar topic. He's a friend of his, so he was at his place one night, and Wayne happened to say, "Hey, tomorrow morning, my boys and all, we're having our board meeting. You wanna sit in?" And the guy said, "Well, maybe. Yeah. What time? 5:30. 5:30 for a board meeting?" He said, "Oh yeah, why not?" He sits in the board meeting and gets a glimpse of Pioneer Equipment's organizational structure, led by his boys, not Wayne. Wayne's sitting there silent, he said. Speaks up every now and then, but got a glimpse into a well-structured business. Not described from the pulpit, you understand? Actually seeing it in action. That's advising, one-on-one, in the action, learning in the action. Sometimes some of us learn by reading, some of us learn by hearing a speech, most of us learn by doing, showing and telling rather than So I just want to, those are my stories of encouragement as you all consider possibly a business advising extension to this ministry. There's those of you that are at these tables that are already doing it. I did lunch down here next to Murray. I didn't know he's a friend of my dad, and I enjoyed meeting Murray. But it's guys like Murray, not the Murray that gave the speech, that Murray. I forget your last name. But there's guys like that that are doing it informally. Any of you, quotes over 50, probably have some capacity here to be coaching and communicating those lessons from the School of Hard Knocks that the next generation wouldn't have to learn quite the hard way. Business is difficult. Business isn't maybe as easy as it used to be. And why not have the generations be mentoring and communicating and saving some of those mistakes that could be meaningfully addressed if there was some structure to the conversation. So I just want to offer our encouragement. We're into it 10 years. There's 12 advisors. And we've had to go against the headwinds of, on the secular scene of business coaching, there's some really, maybe it's some of that coaching fraud, slick coaching out there that has high dollar and hasn't yielded the fruits. I don't know if that's up here in Canada or not, but down in the States, there's coaching is high dollar business and has not produced the results. And we've had to fight against that reputation out there that is with some business advising and coaching. But particularly if we can be helping build business for the kingdom with our values. Business is not just business. That's a reduction to the reality. Business is for the kingdom. It belongs in the kingdom as part of God's work. And the coaching, the advising, the counsel needs to be from our framework, our worldview, and with Anabaptist values and beliefs, and that's part of the mission statement. So blessings on wherever this vision goes. We'll be behind supporting in any way we can. Thank you.